and Festerberg is unser Gott. Those are the words on the church tower in Wittenberg that you see on the cover of your bulletin. In English, we translate it to a mighty fortress is our God. Luther loved music and wrote a lot of hymns, including that one. Like with many things related to church, Luther had some strong ideas about music. Here's a quote. I love music. Music is a gift of God and not of man, for it creates joyful hearts. It draws away the devil. It creates innocent delight, destroying wrath, unchastity, and pride. Music reigns in times of peace. I place music, Luther said, next to theology. Luther also said that if faith is real, it will involve music, and the believer must sing. Two things that Luther especially changed about music and singing in the church: it had to be in the language of the people, and it had to be singing by the community, what he would call Gemeinschaft. Everyone sings. If Luther were to take a look at how the church worships today, I think he would be satisfied. From congregation to congregation, there are different worship styles, depending on the needs and desires of the congregation. And lots of music the congregation sings. We have the LBW, the ELW. We have hymnals that you might not be as familiar with, the ACS, All Creation Sings, the WOV, With One Voice, and the TFES, This Far by Faith. I'm guessing he would not have been so keen on all the initials we use in the ELCA. Using the metaphor of God being a mighty fortress, though, and seeing the church as standing in the place of God here on earth, it's hard to see that the church and God have not taken some pretty big hits. Keeping the church alive and relevant was already a challenge before the pandemic. And the blows the church has taken have only been exacerbated by the last 2 years of trauma and by discovering how hard it is to be community without physically being together. No one knows what new normal will look like for the church, which was exactly what the church in Luther's time could have said. Now, that can be limiting or it can be freeing. And I'm going to argue that it's more freeing than limiting. And I'm going to share a few lessons that I learned from spending this past week with the kids of Vacation Bible School. A few lessons that I think are useful for finding the new normal and finding the freedom of new normal. Our VBS was called On the Case. The kids were learning to be detectives. We did lots of training, developed detecting skills, practiced solving mysteries, and learned from our detective mentors. I spent a lot of the week thinking about how much of faith is about mystery. And that was my first lesson. There is a lot that is unknowable. As we grow in our relationship with God and fellow believers, there's always something new to figure out, and that is something to treasure. Another lesson is that Luther's position that Scripture is our source for authority is essential to the church. We spent the week focused on four parables from the Bible. We learned the stories, talked about them, looked at how they're relevant to our lives. Good soil, bags of gold, the good Samaritan, the prodigal son. They showed us that spending time with God is how we grow. Using our gifts is how we serve. Spending time with others is how we care. And sharing our story is how we love. Another lesson, Worship is still central, and we are fed by it. At the beginning of the week, the littlest kids wanted to see the sanctuary. And I realized that some of them had no memory of ever having been in there pre-pandemic. So we would go spend some time in here every day. And then eventually the bigger kids got jealous and they wanted to come into the sanctuary too. So we all gathered around the baptismal font. We talked about how we were going to be baptizing baby Sophia today and that there would be water and that a candle would remind us Jesus is the light of the world. And then we pretended we were anointing ourselves with the oil, making the sign of the cross on our foreheads. Our life together still needs to be around the sacraments. The final lesson that I want to share, trust but verify. On the last day of VBS, our detectives in training had to solve a case. If they solved it, they would move from being trainees to junior detectives. It was the case of the stolen gift box. The gift box that you just saw was in my office, and it was all set for today's kids' time. When I came in on Friday morning, the box was gone. We went to the scene of the crime. They found their first clue, which led them to another place and another clue, all throughout the building, on and on, place after place, clue after clue. There was a slight hiccup when we discovered that Mr. Juan had cleaned the sanctuary, found the clue hidden in here, and took it, thinking it was trash. Nevertheless, we persevered. At the last, we ended up back in my office, decoded the secret message, and found the gift box. They saved the kids' time. But gee, if you were a kid and newly promoted to junior detective, what would be the natural question you would ask next about that box? What's in it, right? So they asked me, well, what's in the box? And I said, a dead mouse. They were skeptical. They unwrapped it and found this. What is it? A mouse! And it has no batteries. Therefore, it is a dead mouse. So the new junior detectives found out that it's okay and maybe even good sometimes to question your pastor, but a lot of the time she really does know what she is talking about. Maybe a better way to state the lesson is be open to having your assumptions challenged. Luther challenged everyone's assumptions with his emphasis on the idea of grace. It's one of his greatest gifts to us. God loves us so much, God sent Jesus to us. Jesus taught and healed and performed miracles. He was killed but came back and went back to God. God's grace gave us forgiveness of sins and everlasting life. In Luther's time, they had to figure out how to be new church. Now we have to figure that out in our time, too. Going forward, I offer these lessons from our week of VBS. Remember, it's a mystery. Scripture is primary. Worship is central, and we need it to feel fed. And finally, we need to be open to challenging our assumptions. I don't know what new church will look like here. We're beginning to see some signs of it. We'll find out in the coming months and years. I know that you are on your way, and I know that you will get to do it together. Amen.